Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to begin Siman Shin Samach Aleph. Tonight, we're going to do Siman Shin Samach Aleph Sif Aleph. Should be a short shiur tonight. So, says the Shulchan Aruch, Gag HaSamach L'Rishus HaRabim, if you have a roof that borders on a Rishus HaRabim, so B'toch HaSar HaTfachim, U'lemay L'may HaSar L'Chatzer, so the roof that's in your Rishus HaYachid is, the roof of your house, from the Rishus HaRabim perspective, since it borders right on the Rishus HaRabim, it's less than 10 Tfachim off the ground of the Rosh HaSarabim. But it's more than 10 tefachim off the ground of your chatzer, meaning the Rosh HaSarabim is elevated over the ground level of the chatzer. So from the chatzer perspective, the roof is more than 10 tefachim, but from the Rosh HaSarabim perspective, the roof is less than 10 tefachim. So hol v'rabim mishtam shimbo, so probably the rabim, when they walk by in the Rosh HaSarabim, they'll rest things on the roof because it's very accessible to them. It's less than 10 tefachim off of the ground. So Reza Kirushas Rabim, it therefore has the status of a Rishus Rabim, and therefore Vasul Balagaglish Tamishma Mechatsero, Achiasul Sulum Kavua Mechatsero. The guy who owns that roof is not allowed to move things from his chatzer to the rooftop, because that rooftop now takes on certain status of Rishus Rabim. His chatzer is obviously Rishus Yachin, and the only way he'd be allowed to use it is if he very clearly designates that this rooftop is meant to serve the chatzer and not the Rosh HaSarabim. How would he identify that it's meant to serve primarily the chatzer? He makes a sulam kavua. He makes a ladder that is set in place that goes from the chatzer to the rooftop. So that makes it very clear that this rooftop is part of the Rosh HaSiyachin and not part of the Rosh HaSarabim. A zehu sulam kavua. What is a sulam kavua? Kol shekvo sham bein l'chol bein l'shabbos. If you keep it there all week, you didn't just stick it there for Shabbos. Says Mishmur Sivkat Nalv, betoch hasar tefach. Just describing the case that from the Rosh HaSarabim perspective, the roof is less than 10 tefachim off the ground. From the chatzer perspective, it's more than 10 tefachim off the ground. Because if we're within 10 tefachim off the ground from the chatzer's perspective as well, a ladder doesn't help. Because then it's just a full-fledged Rosh HaSarabim. If the rabbim use it, ukshen mekasim alav havleil kol panim karmelis, and even if the rabbim don't use it, then it would just be a karmelis. Aval hashta kimi demitzad chatzur gavah asar tefachim. But now that from the chatzur perspective, it's 10 tefachim high. Yesh alagag toras rishus hayachid. This roof has the dimensions of a rishus hayachid, and therefore mutul l'shamish lav kiyeshosum kavul lalas b'mechatzir lagago. And therefore, you can make it a real full fledged rishus hayachid by making a sulam kavua, by having a ladder that goes from the chatzer to the roof. By putting that ladder there, you're showing this roof is not meant for public usage of the Bnei Rosh HaSarabim. It's meant for my private usage in my chatzer. And if it were more than 10 tefachim off the ground from the Rosh HaSarabim perspective, then you wouldn't even need a ladder, because then it's clearly not part of the Rosh HaSarabim. Let's say from the chatzer's perspective it was less than 10 tefachim off the ground. From the Rosh HaSarabim's perspective it was less than 10 tefachim off the ground. But ubetocho amok asar tefachim, the house that it covers is recessed in the ground. There's a basement and that, whatever, it's dug into the ground. So the roof is more than 10 tefachim off the ground of the house. Kigon shechoka kakarka betocho vishlima lasar tefachim, such as where they dig in the floor of the house, and so they make it 10 tefachim high. Das Magen Avram holds it does not need a ladder. De'ain shame karmelis alav klal. It's not considered a karmelis in such a case. Du rishus hayachid gamur, because since it's more than 10 tefachim off the ground of the house, it's a full fledged rishus hayachid. V'rabim me'achronim cholkem alav. But a lot of people disagree with this Magen Avram. V'da'atam demidrabanan shame karmelis al gabo milamayla kivin shu namach me'asar tefachim mikol tzad. And they hold that it is a karmelis because it is less than 10 tefachim high from anywhere around the house, from inside the house it's more than 10 tefachim high, but from anywhere around the house it's less than 10 tefachim high. V'tzaruch sulam latira, and therefore you're going to need a ladder to be matirit. U'biprat kisharabim mekasvim alav, especially if the Bnei Rosh HaSarabim use it to rest their things on it. Efshad u'Rosh HaSarabim gomra alidei zev afilu sulam lomani latiro. It could be that makes it a real Rosh HaSarabim, and then even a ladder is not going to help. Mishtam shenbo, so he said, the Mishnah Berurah said that the rabbim use it, shemanichin kovayim v'kelim ketanim alav, al agag. How do they use it? They put their hat down on it. They put any small kalim they have down on the rooftop, because it's just so easy. It's so accessible. It's less than 10 tefachim off the ground for them. Hareza k'rishas rabim. So it becomes like an extension of the rishas rabim. So Mishmur is quick to point out, love k'rishas rabim mamish, meaning on a daraisa level, it's certainly not a rishas rabim. Dihachi lo ayamani sulam. Because if it were really, really a rishas rabim, putting a ladder there doesn't change a rishas rabim and turn it into a rishas yachid. So it's not really a rishas rabim. El ratzlo merkein rishas rabim. It just means that from the perspective of, may I carry things from my chatzar to this rooftop, treat it like a rishas rabim as far as that's concerned, unless you put a ladder there to demonstrate that you want its primary usage to be for the chatzar. Me chatzero, aval begag mutal taltal bekulo. Even without the ladder, you're allowed to carry around, meaning on the roof. You want to carry from one end of the roof to the other end of the roof, that you're for sure allowed to do. The whole question is, can you move something from your chatzar to the roof? And what do we define as being koveya a sulam there? Kol shekva usham, if you have it there for Shabbos and weekdays. Hainu shomei shama sulam tamid, that it's constantly there. Aval milfamim misalikla hareu kamandalesa. If sometimes you take the ladder away, then it's as if it's not there. So what we learned tonight is that if you have a rooftop that's within 10 tefachim of the Rosh Hashanah, but more than 10 tefachim off the chatzer, you're not allowed to move things from the chatzer to that rooftop unless you make a sulam kavua, a set ladder that's there all week long by through which you demonstrate that the rooftop is not meant for the Bnei Rosh Hashanah. We then said that if it's even less than 10 tefachim from the perspective of the chatzer, but it's more than 10 tefachim from the perspective of the bayis itself, so that was a machlokes achronim. Magen Avraham holds that you don't need a ladder, and a lot of the other achronim hold that it is a karmelis, and therefore you do need a ladder in order to be matirit. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Siv Beis, probably from a different remote location. Have a chasana tomorrow. So, okay, have a good night, everybody.